Shalom to all. Welcome back to the Quick Parsha, presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parshas Vayakhel. That is Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Aleph. Now let's remember, Moshe Rabbeinu was taught all about the Mishkan, its structure, the Kelim, and the Big Day Kahuna. However, he didn't tell Klal Yisrael about it yet. He was up in Shemayim. In these Parshas, Vayakhel and Pekudei, we're going to learn about Moshe teaching Klal Yisrael about the Mishkan and the actual work that was done. So Chumash says, Vayakhel Moshe, Moshe gathered as Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, all the congregation of Bnei Yisrael, Vayomer Lehem, and he told them, Eila Advar Masher Tziva Hashem Lasus Oisam. These are the things that Hashem commanded to do them. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Aleph. Vayakhel Moshe lemachros Yom Kippurim. This was the day after Yom Kippur, kesheyard min ahar, when he came down from the mountain with the second set of luchas. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. Sheshes Yom Teyasa Melacha. 6 days you should do work. Obayim Hashvi, and on the seventh day, Yelachem Kodesh. It should be holy for you. Shabbos, Shabbos in Hashem. A day of Shabbos for Hashem. Kala Oisa Bay Melacha Yumas. Anyone that does work on it shall die. Loisavar Reish Bechomash Vaisechem Yom Shabbos. You should not light a fire in any of your dwellings on Shabbos day. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu first told them that they have to be careful of Shabbos before he started telling them about the Melech HaMishkan. Lomar to say she'enu deich Shabbos, that working for the Mishkan is not deich Shabbos. You are not allowed to do any of the work for the Mishkan on Shabbos. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet. Vayir Moshe called Asa Bnei Yisrael Lomar, and Moshe said to the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael, saying, Zeh Hadavar She'atziva Hashem Lomar. This is the word. This is the thing that Hashem commanded, saying, Kichu Mitchem Truma LaHashem. Take from yourselves a portion for Hashem. Call Nediv Libay. Anyone who is generous or motivated of heart, Yivyeha Es Trumas Hashem, he should bring the Truma of Hashem, Zahav Chesef Nuchayshes, gold, silver, and copper, Uzcheles Vargamim Telas Shani Vesheish Veizim, and blue wool, purple wool, scarlet wool, linen, and goats, which means goat's hair, Va'aris Elim Adamim, and red dyed ram skins, Va'aris Tachashim, and Tachash skins. This was a very colorful animal, as we've learned previously, Vatze Shitim and Shitim wood. V'shemen l'ma'ar, and oil for lighting the menorah, b'samen l'shemen ha'mishcha, and spices for the shemen ha'mishcha, v'lektar sasamim, and for the k'tiris, v'avnei shayham, the shayham stones, v'avnei miluim, and the miluim stones, lo'efad v'l'chayshin, these are for the efad and the chayshin, v'chol chacham lev b'chem, and every wise-hearted person among you, yavayu v'yasu, shall come and make everything, es kol asher tziva Hashem, everything Hashem had commanded. As we learned about in the previous parsha, who are the ones that actually did the work, that actually embroidered and sewed and did everything that was necessary for the Mishkan? They were called the chach May lave, the people that were wise of heart. What were they to make? As Hamishkan, which is the first cover on the Mishkan, as Ahalei, which is the cover on top of that, Ves Mechsehu, and the cover on top of that. Remember, there were three covers on top of the Mishkan, as Kurasov, its hooks, as Kurashov, its beams, as Berichov, its bars, as Amudov, Ves Adonov, its pillars and its sockets, as Aharon, Ves Badov, Ves HaKaparis, the Aron, its poles, and the Kaparis, which is the lid on the Aron, Ves Pareches HaMasach, and the Pareches screen, which is covering over the Kedesh HaKadoshim and the Aron, as HaShulchan, Ves Badov, Ves Kalkei, the Shulchan, its poles, and all the kelim that came along with it, Ves Lechem Apanim, and the Lechem Apanim, Ves Menorah Hama'ar, and the menorah that is of illumination, meaning the menorah that's meant to light up the Mishkan, Ves Keleha, and its kelim that came along with it, Ves Neraseha, and its lamps, Ves Shemen Hama'ar, and the oil of them are, meaning the oil that's put inside the menorah. Now let's take a look at the last Rashi in Pasuk Yodalad, Ves Shemen Hama'ar, Af Hu Tsar Chachmei Lev. Rashi says, this too also needed the Chachmei Lev to make it, Shumashunim Shar Shmanim, because it's different from all other oils. It's a different process than regular oil. K'mashim Farsh Menachas, like it's explained in Maseches Menachas, Megagra Beresh Hazayis, first it has to ripen at the top of the olive tree, V'ukasas V'zach, and then it's crushed and it's pure. So there's a very specific way to make this Shemen Hama'ar, and that's why it also needed the Chachmei Lev to make it. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Desvav. Ves Mizbach HaKetaris V'ezbadov, and Mizbech that's meant for Ketaris and its poles, V'ez Shemen HaMishcha, and the Shemen HaMishcha, V'ez Ketaris HaSamim, and the Ketaris, Ves Masach HaPesach LePesach HaMishkan, and the entrance screen for the entrance of the Mishkan. This is the screen that blocked the opening of the Mishkan. Es Mizbech Ha'Ola Ves Mechbar Nechashas Asher Loi, the Mizbech Ha'Ola, which is what the Ola was brought on, and the screen, the copper screen that went around the mid part of the Mizbech, as Badav Ves Kol Kelov, its poles and all of its Kelim, as HaKiyar Ves Kanoi, the Kiyar and its base, Es Kalei Chatzer, the curtains of the courtyard, Es Amudav Ves Adoneha, its pillars and its sockets, Ves Mosach Shar Chatzer, and the screen of the gate of the courtyard. This was the screen out by the Chatzer. As Yisdais HaMishkan, the pegs of the Mishkan, Ves Yisdais HaChatzer, and the pegs of the courtyard, Ves Meisrehem, and their cords, as Bigdei HaSrad L'Shareis V'Kodesh, the mesh garments, the Bigdei HaSrad, to be Mishareis, to serve in Kodesh, we're going to see in Rashi what these are, as Bigdei HaKodesh L'Aron HaKohen, the holy garments for Aron HaKohen, Ves Bigdei Vanav L'Chayin, and the garments of his sons, to be kaihanim. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yotes. What were these big de hasrud? L'chaseis ha'aron v'ashulchan. These were covers to cover the aron and the shulchan v'ha'menorah v'ha'mizbechais and the menorah and the different mizbechais. V'shas silik masois. That's at the time when they departed for the journeys. They had to cover all the kelim in Mishkan so they didn't get dented or broken or damaged along the journey. So that's what these big de hasrud were. They weren't actually clothing for the kaihanim. They were covers of the different kelim of the Mishkan. Let's go back to Chumash for the last pasuk in this aliyah. V'yetzu called Aspen Yisrael Mufnei Moshe. An entire assembly of Klai Yisrael left Moshe's presence after they heard this commandment. Now, we're going to stop here for the day. This is the end of the first aliyah in Parshas Vayakel. However, when Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei are together, the first aliyah continues. It does not stop here. And don't forget to continue. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.